From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Caitlin McElwain. The Jefferson City NAACP hosted a virtual forum for city council candidates last night. KOMU 8 reports the candidates introduced themselves and discussed issues for each ward. Topics included the lack of access to grocery stores, the Parks and Recreation Department, and the lack of public transportation. Jefferson City NAACP President Nimrod Chappell Jr. says the goal of the forum is to keep the city informed as the election approaches.
And we found out tonight that there are some people who actually have answers and have done some research into those. So I think it was very productive, and I just wish we had more time because I think citizens, the more informed that we are, the better we're going to be able to vote.
The Jefferson City NAACP is hosting another meeting tonight at 6 on Facebook Live. Responses from yesterday's forum are available at KOMU.com. Columbia Public Schools drivers will receive a pay raise starting in August. The Columbia Missourian reports the Columbia School Board voted in favor of the pay raise for bus drivers and monitors at yesterday's meeting. Bus drivers will make an additional $3 an hour, and bus monitors will make an additional $1.75 an hour. The district's chief financial officer, Heather MacArthur, says next school year's expenditures on student transportation will be up to 8% higher than this year's. Three advocacy groups are calling for the removal of Columbia's city attorney. KOMU 8 reports representatives from Hold Como Accountable, Como for Progress, and Race Matters Friends are calling for the removal of city attorney Nancy Thompson. The groups held a virtual press conference yesterday and said that Thompson consistently advises the city council and city leaders to evade open records laws and avoid transparency. Advocates like Tracy Wilson-Kleekamp of Race Matters Friends are also demanding more inclusion to the legislative process during council meetings.
That's what we're actually asking for here, is for them to include us in the deliberative process and particularly when it concerns our police, when lives are taken or people's civil rights are violated.
This meeting comes after these groups pushed for the city to investigate the shooting death of Quaylen Jacobs, in which Target 8 found the Columbia Police Department violated its body camera policy. Bill Stackman, MU's Dean of Students and Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs, will be leaving the university in mid-July for a similar role at Harvard University, the Missourian reports. In an email to students on a leadership council announcing the news, Stackman said he will spend the coming months developing a transition plan for his successor and continuing to work with student leaders on campus. Stackman called his departure totally unexpected and said the decision was difficult to make. MU spokesperson Christian Basie said that because Stackman is not leaving until the summer, as of now, there isn't a specific timeline that's been announced. I'm Caitlin McElwain, KBIA News, Columbia.